So when we are talking about the entire cultivation, that was the entire cultivation. There's many types of cultivations. Depends on which type of Buddha or Bodhisattva that you're asking for.
Okay.
So Buddha is four.
Yeah, okay.
Bodhisattva means Fusa.
Yeah.
Posa. And there's also money god and love god.
Okay.
There's also protectors. So it depends on what is your need. You will cultivate different types of cultivations. But there's also many types. There's some type of cultivation that you will stick with it for your lifetime. That is what we call the root.
Okay.
The root cultivation. So that root remains there. Without the root, or the branch has no meaning.
Okay.
So your root is the Buddha that you will become. So let's say your root Buddha is Amitabha.
Okay.
Amitabha Buddha.
Uh-huh.
Amitabha. That Buddha will be your lifetime cultivation purpose. You will become Amitabha Buddha when you achieve the ultimate enlightenment. You will have Amitabha's power, and you will have Amitabha's heart. You will act like Amitabha. You will think like Amitabha, and you will also talk like Amitabha. So that is your root. Anything is the branch.
It's minor.
Let's say in this certain period, I need to do this cultivation because I need a job.
Okay.
That is different. You won't practice that for your entire lifetime.
Yeah.
But the method of purifying your mind, purify your body, and purify your speech remains the same.
Yeah.
So the key points of a cultivation is always purified. Purify your mind, purify your body, that means your action, and purify the way you talk. So with purification, you will become more calm. And you and your Buddha will be more close. Can you imagine if Amitabha Buddha or Guan Yin Buddha will ever steal?
No.
There. So they will not do such a thing. There is what we call a precept. So precepts happens in all different types of religions. So in Buddhism, there are five main precepts. First, we don't kill. We don't kill people. We don't kill animals. So I do think most of the religion have this. You don't kill.
Yeah.
You don't steal. Things don't belong to you. You won't take it from you. You won't take it. You won't steal it. You don't cheat. If you have a wife, you don't cheat. And you don't lie. If things are not true, don't say it. If things doesn't happen, don't say it. So don't lie. And the fifth one is don't get drunk. The reason of don't get drunk is because when you get drunk, you will
violate
the other four.
Yeah.
The other four will happen because of you get drunk. So that is the five main precepts. So I do think many other religions will happen to have a similar thing. So with these precepts, you will keep yourself really zhang yan. From the precepts inside, you will have a more zhang yan outside.
Like dignified?
Zhang yan.
What's that?
Zhang yan.
So you will act more gentle And you will act more like the Buddha that you would want to become.
Yeah.
So when you go to a temple, the Buddha upstairs is really Zhongyin. It's really Zhongyin. The way...
Yeah, I'm trying to think what's that in English.
The appearance. The appearance is really...
you know, it's like very formal, but they're not mad. It's like that kind of feeling.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. You
respectable.
Respectable, yeah.
Yeah, like, my English Buddhism term is not that good, so...
okay.
I'm an accountant,
so... you need to explain Jambala then.
So, with practicing, not getting mad, and practicing, not getting greedy, tan nian, greedy, not getting mad, and not getting stupidish.
Okay, what's
like,
that?
Yu qi, chun.
Not getting stupid, right?
Not getting stupid. Uh-huh. When we are talking about stupid, we don't mean you are stupid.
Uh-huh.
We are saying that you know this action is not right, but I just want to do it, so you will do it. That is what we call stupid. Just like, if I know, if I do this, I will have a bad karma. Then don't do it. Control yourself. Always control your emotion before you can control the other's stuff. So controlling your emotions takes a really major place when you're working. So when you ask, how do I cultivate when I'm working? Control your emotions, not getting any greedy, don't violate any precepts, and don't get mad. These are the main things, how you practice yourself, purify yourself in a workplace.
That's hard. I get mad at work sometimes.
Normally, when we cultivate in a temple, it's only 1 hour, maybe 45 minutes. So, but the other hours, you're doing the bad thing. So how could you expect you purify yourself in 1 hour will overcome the, the madness in the other hours? So therefore, you always have to calm yourself, control your emotions, control the way you treat people. Just think about this. If I treat you bad, would you treat me nice? No. If I treat you nice, I don't expect that you will treat me nice, but at least I do my part. So, by the way you act, by the way you think, and by the way you talk, really takes a major place in how you cultivate in a normal day-to-day business. And, you know, just like ethics and code of conduct, it's the same thing. You don't steal, you don't lie, you don't cheat, and you don't break your code of conduct. Workplace does that too. It's not just religions.
Hmm.
But they don't talk about purifying your mind and all that. That's the only difference. And they don't talk about you will become your Buddha.
Hmm.
But there's also other way to, I mean a higher way, to how you cultivate. But as a beginner, this is the only thing that I'm asking. Don't violate the five main precepts. So don't kill someone that you don't like. Don't kill. And don't get mad. If you happen to get mad, make sure that you don't speak for a while. Because whenever you speak, you get, you know, they will be afraid.
Accumulate the bad
karma. Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes you get mad, you know, because like sometimes you don't recognize right away you're getting mad.
That's what, I know.
And then you act or you say something.
You act out
and then
you think.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Sometimes we run into other people that have
bad karma.
These bad karmas.
Right.
They inflict anger on you. They inflict pain on you.
I know.
They inflict their pride or their power over you.
Right. To be honest with you, if you don't have any relationships, I mean not like male and female relationships, mm-hmm. if you don't have any relationships mm-hmm. between your friends, mm-hmm. co-workers, you won't get together.
Mm-hmm.
No matter it's good relations or bad relations.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we don't have a relations in our past life,
mm-hmm.
we won't see each other this life.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of we knew each other before, therefore we get together.
Hi, Betty.
Do anyone want to sit here?
Yeah, sit here.
So I don't have to talk across the room.
You made it. Master Lemming, this is Betty.
Betty,
hello.
Hi. You speak Mandarin or Cantonese?
English
only? Okay, great. By the way, English is not my first language, so just to let you know.
Yours is Indonesian, right?
Yeah.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
I'm sorry, I'm still eating, so
okay.
Yeah, they're all finished. I've gone for like half hour already.
At least the bike home.
Yeah, they just asked me about how do we cultivate in during lifetime and not like during the other workplace and all that. Good.
Yeah. That's weird. Is because I never knew these guys.
Oh, okay.
And when they came here, I later realized they went to the same high school I went to.
Oh. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, we went to the same college too. Right?
And then we went to the same college too. Later, I found out.
Okay.
And then somehow we ended up
working
like,
in
together.
The same building.
And before we didn't work in the same building.
Before I worked in a different city.
And you guys end up to be, oh, you're actually my brother.
And I used to every day go home, one or two blocks from where he lives.
Oh, interesting.
Margarita, you live on Curtis, right?
Curtis, yeah.
One block away.
No, I live in Curtis.
And now we are not.
Wow.
Yeah, Lily called me. Yeah, you guys should really purple. I can come on my own. Oh, wait, so you live on Margarita?
I used to. After school, I go to my aunt's house.
Oh, okay.
Every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sunset Margarita. So, how long have you taken refuge? 2 months?
A couple months.
You from Vietnam?
No, Singapore.
Singapore.
Actually, in Indonesia, I follow, like, I know this, like, couple years, but I never practiced.
Hey, you're from Singapore, so you must speak Mandarin.
A bit, but I'm born in Indonesia. I just moved to Singapore. I live in Singapore 10 years, but I speak English.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to Singapore this September, this October.
This October?
Yeah.
There's the temple in the east side.
There are four temples in the east side.
I don't know. I only want no one.
In those
that
those,
district.
Yeah, that area.
The district area.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that when the major, and then there are three temples there.
Yeah. But they said they want to move to build a new one, but I don't know.
I don't think that would happen because that is zoning. The song, like they don't allow the religions to be like, you know, the Singapore is divided into zones, right?
Oh.
This is for residential,
commercial,
religions and all that. It's all gone already.
I see.
Oh.
So I don't think they allow any more new temples. So that will be holding a ceremony in Singapore.
Oh.
Yeah. This time four temples combined.
Into
to
one.
Do a ceremony. There will be over about 1,000 to 2,000 people.
What is it? Must be in stadium then.
Yeah, they rent a stadium for it, which is good. 3 days ceremony.
Wow.
So,
yeah, which is good.
I just moved here last August.
Okay. Hey, Ovin, do you want to have a seat?
Oh, you want to sit over.
Yeah. So there's actually many other things besides cultivation that you guys can do, like not just cultivate. You guys can start up a Lotus Light charity for this temple, and all you do, maybe just like when there's like flood or the Red Cross or mm-hmm. whatever, whenever they have needs, because the Lotus Light Charity is a non-profit organization that is recognized by the government.
Mm.
So you can actually do the fundraising, helping Red Cross, United Way, and all those to Chao Phun.
Mm.
And then in this way, you can actually help a lot of other people. Like, I don't really know the exact number, but you know the Sichuan, you know the earthquake in China,
mm-hmm.
the Lotus Light, they fundraise like thousands, the tens of thousands of dollars, like in just in one day for the Red Cross and so on. So, and then the government also match and all that. So doing this, you actually help a lot of people. So we are not actually talking about you have to cultivate, you know, temple every day. Well, we like you guys do, but but doing that, there's a lot of other stuff like youth groups, like summer camps and all that. They used to have a Buddha camp in western part of Canada, like Vancouver
mm-hmm.
and Calgary. We used to do it about 100 people every year. So we all stay in a camp, and then people would divide into groups, and then one of them will represent and lead the cultivation
mm-hmm.
like in front of 100 people.
Oh wow.
Like where the masters like Sun Si and all those monks and all those were in their back, and then they will lead the cultivation.
Ooh.
And then they get bonus point if it's their first time. So yeah, we used to have a lot of those. But I think this is their last year, this year. So because like Master Chu is really busy in Asia and all that, so I think it's stopped. So
that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. So all you have to, you don't really have to organize much, and don't expect people to cultivate every day. But whenever there's needs, maybe food banks, shopping center, and all those, you guys will provide a lot of help to the community. Like this is also a way to cultivate, to see how the other people in need that you guys are actually helping them. So remember back in the olden days where the Buddha,
okay,
like 2,500 years ago. Is that one of the other lady?
Oh yeah. Oh, Helen is here. Helen, you made it.
Helen.
一个李明成, see.
讲广东话的我.
Helen, 你好.
你好, 阿弥陀佛. So, Betty, Helen.
Helen,
yeah. Helen is easy to remember. My mom is also called Helen.
So. Oh, 很多人都在用这个名字。
啊，对，你讲国语还是讲广东话的？两个都可以。啊，两个都可以。你在广州来？广州。啊，广州好啊。好啊。你也是吗？啊，不是，我香港来。哦，香港。哦，OK。So we were just talking about maybe a Lotus Light charity group, but remember the olden days that were about 2,500 years ago, the Buddha, the original Buddha in our world, when he was still a prince, he wasn't a king yet, when he was still a prince, and he is the only son, then he went out the castle four times in each direction. Once, you know, the olden days in the castle is like square, right?
Yeah.
And then there's doors on each side, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first door that he went out is the east, and then the south, west, north. Oh yeah, they need our help.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys are talking, so.
你想我哋幫手一路接一路講啊？
一路接一路講啊，真係啊嘛？
係啊 ，We can help her.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I really saw the way.
I can fold this away for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you need to learn. You do. 首先,
right? 首先.
You know? Yeah, that's a lot of paper already. So just start trying.
We'll
start forward this way. I don't know. I was kind of like, if you do the production way,one person fold all of this, and then the other person start folding the other part. So
can you show us once?
So let's see. let me show you once. Yeah.